Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today, and we look forward to the midweek service tonight. Wednesday night always means it's church night, and my, we always have a delightful time on Wednesday evening. Always a wonderful crowd and folks coming together for to sing the songs of God, to be able to fellowship with the people of God, to be able to study the Word of God, be able to spend time in prayer together. It's a great time. And we look forward to our midweek service tonight, 7 o'clock, right here at Bible Baptist Church. We'll be continuing our study in 1 Timothy, but also it'll be Vacation Bible School. And we're at a great first couple nights, the VBS this week, and it'll continue tonight. Now that's at 6 o'clock, so if you come early and be here at 6 o'clock for the VBS program, and then when they vacate the auditorium, we'll go on with our service and we'll wrap it up before they have to come back in for their closing ceremonies. It'll be a great, great time together. Hope you can join us for that. Now, if your Bible's close by, I want you to look at Mark chapter 14, please. Mark 14. Where the Bible says this, beginning in verse 3, being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good, but me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She is become beforehand to anoint my body to the burying. And verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for memorial of her. This woman comes, and she pours precious ointment and anoints the feet of Jesus in preparation, in acknowledgement of his death and burial coming for her. And of course, because of the expense, we know from the Gospel of John, it was Judas who led the charge about why this waste. And of course, Jesus had to rebuke this crowd and say, let her alone. Let her alone. She hath done what she could. Boy, that's a great statement. But listen to me. Nothing we do for Christ is a waste. Oh, I know some will look at you and say, oh, don't waste your money. No, nothing you give for Jesus is a waste. Nothing you offer to Jesus Christ is a waste. No time you spend for Jesus is a waste. I believe it's true that only one life, so soon it will pass. And only what's done for Christ will last. Oh, God desires to use the Christian. And God equips us to be able to use him, to be used by him. He gives us gifts with which to serve him. And does God wants us to use those gifts in service for him and for his glory. Obviously, the devil does not want you to serve God. And he would have you misuse or abuse the gifts that God gives you. You know, Samson was a tremendous judge of the Old Testament. And in fact, the statement, the Spirit of the Lord is upon him, was said more often of Samson than anyone else. He had God-given strength, but he allowed the flesh, a lust for women, to abuse his gift from God. His eyes were plucked out. And he ended up grinding in the prison house. I'm thinking of Hezekiah, who got the word he was going to die. And he turned his face to the wall and he prayed and cried and asked for 15 more years. And God answered that prayer. And God gave Hezekiah a gift of opportunity, a gift of time, if you will. But in those years, he showed the treasures of the kingdom to the king of Babylon. And eventually, Babylon came down and invaded Israel to get those treasures. He misused the time that God gave him. And sadly, tragically, his son Manasseh saw what happened. And Manasseh was an evil, evil king. I'm thinking of Ananias and Sapphira in the early church there in Jerusalem. Gave an offering and lied about it. Peter said, "You've not lied to man, you've lied to the Holy Ghost." And God struck them both dead because they appeared to be something that they weren't. Preacher was visiting prison, was asked by a broken-hearted mother to show the boy in prison her picture that maybe it'd touch his heart. When the preacher came to the young man, he showed the young man his mother's picture, and he said, "Yes, that's her. That's her. But it was in her home that I first learned to play cards. It was in her home that I took my first drink. I've been in here for 15 years. He said, "I'll tell you what, preacher, I hate her, and I hate her religion." Oh, that preacher knew that mother will have a very, very difficult time ever undoing that influence. Let me talk to you about the gifts that God gives us. Some of the gifts that God has given, not just individually. I'm not talking about the gifts of the Spirit as they would be mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12 or Romans 12 and Ephesians 4. I'm talking about gifts that God's given to each one of us. For example, first, He's given us the gift of eternal life. Jesus said in John 10:28, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand." The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, Romans 6:23. Are you saved? Yeah. Oh, no. Don't be flippant about it. Don't just say, "Yeah, I'm saved." No, no, no. Listen, your eternal life, your eternal salvation was purchased at a great cost. It was the blood of Jesus Christ. And that gift that He shed His blood for is available for all. Have you accepted it? Have you accepted it? A man was carrying a notebook. It was a 3-ring notebook. Someone asked him, "What's your notebook?" He goes, "That's my biography. It's my life story." And they said, "Let me see that." And they took the notebook, and there were only 3 pages in it. The first page was black, and the second page was red, and the third page was white. And they said, "How can this be your whole life's biography with 3 pages? He says, "Here it is. The first page is black. That says, I was a sinner in the sight of God. The second page is red. That stands for the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses me from my sin. The third page is white because He washed me white as snow. He washed me white as snow." Oh, listen to me. The gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Have you received that gift? You say, "Well, I'm working on it." Well, then it's not a gift, is it? You see, gifts are not earned. Gifts are given because someone else has already paid for it. And my friend Jesus paid it all when He died on the cross. So you just have to accept His gift of eternal life. But also He's given us the Holy Spirit. Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Bible says, "If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of His." And so He gives the Holy Spirit, indwells, the Holy Spirit indwells every believer. And He longs to control every believer. That's why the Bible says, don't grieve the Spirit of God. Don't quench the Spirit of God. We're admonished to be filled with the Spirit of God. Why? So He can control us, and we can have His power to witness, and we can have His power to live right, and we can have His power to obey God, and we can have His power to serve effectually. Are you filled with the Spirit? Are you walking in the Spirit? Are you taking repeated steps after the Spirit of God? Are you still in the flesh? God's given us the Holy Spirit of God. He's given us the gift of eternal life. He's given us peace. He said in John 14 and verse number 27, "My peace give I unto you." Not as the world giveth. The Bible says in Romans 5 and verse 1, "Therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God." And not only do we have peace with God, Philippians 4:6 says that we can have the peace of God. It says we're to be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You see, we get the peace of God by taking everything to God in prayer. But you get peace with God before you can ever have peace of God. Jesus Christ is called the Everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. My friend, you'll never have peace till you give everything to God, until you yield Him everything. The songwriter put it this way, "You've longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase, and you've earnestly, fervently prayed. But you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar you lay." Well, you're done with the gift of peace, the gift of eternal life, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of His Word. The Word of God is a gift from the Lord. Jesus said in His prayer in John 17 and verse number 8, "For I have given unto them thy words, the words which thou gavest me. The Bible's an inspired book. The Bible's a divine book. The Bible's a living book, written not with the hands of men, but with the hand of God. Do you know the Bible? Do you love the Bible? Do you study the Bible? Do you read the Bible? Holy Bible, book divine, precious treasure, thou art mine. Mine to tell me where I came, mine to teach me where I am. Mine to tell of joys to come and of the rebel sinner's doom. O thou holy book divine, precious treasure, thou art mine. What are you doing with God's gift to you of the Bible? The only book that's ever been written that won't just inform, it'll transform your life. Job said, I've esteemed the words of thy mouth more than my necessary food. Before breakfast, Bible. Before sports, Bible. Before the newspaper, Bible. Before the TV, Bible. Before the computer, Bible. Before the cell phone, Bible. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make the way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The Bible says success and meditation and the Word of God go together. Oh, He's given us His Word. He's given us His peace. He's given us the Holy Spirit. He's given us eternal life, but He's also given us this opportunity. Opportunity. You know, He looked at His disciples there in Luke chapter 17, and He told them this. He said that others have sought to see the things that you've seen and have not been able to. He said the days are going to come when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man and you shall not see it. What does He mean? He said that you have an opportunity right now that you'll never have again. And my friend, you and I have opportunities every single day that we'll never have again. This is our hour. This is our day. This is our opportunity. That's why the Bible says, redeem the time because the days are evil. Buy up the time. Hey, this is my opportunity to pray. I don't want to miss it. This is my opportunity to study God's Word. I don't want to miss it. This is my opportunity to witness for Christ. I don't want to miss it. This is my opportunity to be faithful to church. I don't want to miss it. This is my opportunity to read God's Word. I don't want to miss it. Listen, don't live and die and never know the Bible. Don't live and die and never know the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't live and die and never know the peace of God that passes all understanding. Don't live and die and miss your opportunity to serve the Lord. Oh, don't miss that opportunity to be active in service for Him. Don't take the 70 that God may give you and make it count for the Lord Jesus. A little girl was drawing a picture and someone said, what are you drawing? And she goes, I'm drawing a picture of God. And she said, they said to her, listen, honey, no one knows what God looks like. And the little girl looked up and said, they will when I'm through. That's not so foolish, because every day you and I paint a picture of Jesus Christ through the deeds and the words that we do. We show a picture of Christ for others to look at. What do they see? If I use the gifts God's given me, then I can show them an accurate picture. The gift of eternal life, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the peace of God, the gift of the Word of God, and the gift of opportunity. I want to use them for God's glory and that others may see Jesus in me. Thank you for listening to Words to Encourage Radio this Wednesday. Have a wonderful day. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.